All right. Amen. Beautiful smile. All right. January 20th, 2009. Barack Hussein Obama took the oath of office as the 44th president of the United States of America. What a day! What a day! What a day! Now, we praise God for those of us who had the opportunity to actually be there in Washington, experiencing it live. Could you just wave your hand if you were there? All right, all over the sanctuary, all over the sanctuary. Praise God. Praise God. Was it awesome, saints? All right, praise God. Amen. I hear some say it was cold, but it didn't matter. Amen. We praise God for the awesome experience that we had here at Glenville New Life Community Church. Amen. Hallelujah. For those who were celebrating elsewhere, we hope you had just as awesome a time as we had here. Amen. We had a joyous, memorable time together singing and praying. We prayed for our new president and for Michelle and the girls and for our nation and for our world, for our leaders of the world. And then we went downstairs to do some dancing, hallelujah. We learned the Obama slide, and you all did very well. Yes, you did. And then we had lots of food and great fellowship. Now, you can check out our website, and you can see the whole evening upstairs and down. And we thank Pastor Rick and our video team for capturing that wonderful historic event for us, and those DVDs are on sale after service. So thus today, our message is an inaugural message, and you look at your insert. What is the title of our message, saints?
Yes, we can.
Amen. So let's just high-five our neighbor and say it one more time. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Amen. All right. But first, saints, let's join our hearts in prayer. Amen. Sovereign God, we give you thanks and praise, and we say thank you that in Jesus we have a shepherd, and we come together as the sheep of his fold to worship you and to give thanks for this great gift. And we ask that you would help us to draw close to you, Lord, by your love and our attentive listening to the preaching of your word, that we may become so familiar with Christ's voice that we will not be deceived or led astray by any other. Nurture and equip us, O God, as faithful people of God, made for a mission, living in accordance to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's example. Make us more like Jesus is our prayer. And we ask it in his mighty name. And all God's saints join together to say, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. I want to start off by asking a few deep questions, and I want us to think and reflect before we answer. Is there anything impossible for God?
No.
All right, that didn't take you long. Amen. Is there any height that God can't reach, or valley that God can't descend to, or river that God can't cross? Hallelujah. Praise God, saints. Well, as believers, is there any goal that's beyond our reach with God's help? No, no, no. So, saints, men and women of faith have known for years that the God we serve is an awesome God. Tell your neighbor, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Oh, who rules and reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Well, saints, in January of 2008, Barack Obama electrified the nation when he made a speech after winning the state of South Carolina and used three words that resonated around the nation, three words that the Pointer Sisters had proclaimed in song many, many years ago. Hallelujah. Those three words, saints, were what? Remember the Pointer Sisters? Oh! Oh, yeah! I can hear them now. Oh, yeah. I know we can make it. I know we can work it out. Yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. We can work it out together. Woo! We got to make this land a better land, a land which we live. Oh, we can make it. Yes, we can, yes we can. Oh, why can't we? If I wanna, we can. Oh, yes we can. Together. Oh, yes we can make it. Oh, I know we can, yeah. Hallelujah! Woo! Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. The Pointer Sisters proclaimed those words long ago. Amen. Hallelujah. And Barack Obama, he carried those words. He picked them up and said, yes, we can. Amen. And Barack achieved an unprecedented victory that night that seemed to symbolize what millions of Americans believed that we could do. Yes, we can. Obama said, and I quote, "This election is about past versus the future. It's about whether we settle for the same old divisions and distractions and drama that pass for politics today, or whether we reach for a politics of common sense and innovation, a politics of shared sacrifice and shared prosperity." End of quote. Well, saints, many across the nation doubted that the jangling discords of national unity could ever be rejoined, but Barack Obama offered hope and crystallized it in the structure of a simple saying that has been chanted around the entire world ever since. Millions have chanted, "Yes, we can," in barbershops, beauty shops, gas stations, grocery stores, on the corner, and from the pulpit. And 11 months later, they were chanting in our hearts as many voted with their ballots and made Barack Hussein Obama the first African-American president in the history of our country. Hallelujah. 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 And what Barack Obama says, quote, "Don't tell me we can't change, 'cause yes, we can. Yes, we can change. Yes, we can. Yes, we can heal this nation. Yes, we can. Yes, we can seize our future. Yes, we can." And where we are met with cynicism and doubt and fear, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of the American people in three simple words. And those words are, "Yes, we can." Hallelujah. Jay-Z, in his remix, "My President is Black." I've heard the young people, I heard Keon first, and I've heard the rest of them. They're going around and they're saying, and it's from his remix, that Rosa sat so Marvin could walk, so that Obama could run, so that we all can fly. Hallelujah. Woo, that sums it up real well. And the three words that Senator Obama used that night electrified the nations as millions watching by television chanted along, "Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can." And saints, while Barack Obama's statement was made in a political context, the same is true even outside of the political arena. Especially, everybody say especially. Especially for those who know the Lord. Hallelujah. Those who believe in God, especially. Now, the idea of achieving the impossible seems illogical and improbable to those outside the faith community. They would see mountains, throw up their hands and say, oh, why? But people of faith, saints, see the same mountains we begin to climb and we say, why not? Why not? The difference is obvious. It's our faith in God. Hallelujah. Our God is an all-powerful God who is sovereign and in control. And it's through God, everybody say through God, through God, we can achieve the impossible. Now look at your second point on our sermon note sheet. Now I want some of you to hold on to your seat. This might surprise you, but I just have to just remind everybody, God is neither Republican or Democrat. Amen. God is neither Republican nor Democrat. For you see, saints, God is ruler of the universe. God is sovereign. God is in control of everything. And we sing a song here at Glenville. It used to, we haven't sang it in a long time, but it went, God is God, and God always will be God. God is God, and God always will be God. God's God of the fiery furnace. God's God in the lion's den. God's God over all creation, and God's God of the heart within. God is God, and God always will be God. And saints, God has a stake in raising the hopes of God's people. And God has a stake in the outcome of our lives. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And God will definitely be on the side of the believer who is seeking to accomplish God's will, plan, and purpose in our lives. For the one who knows you've been made for a mission and you're seeking to be used by God. And saints, therefore, as Christians, we continue to trust in the Lord to provide for our needs. How many know we don't even know what all our needs are going to be this year? We don't know what all our needs, but guess what? It doesn't matter. We can just trust in the Lord that God is going to provide whatever needs we're going to have. And we also can trust God to help us achieve in this life according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. As a spiritual goes, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Hallelujah. And with that knowledge and determination that God is sovereign and in control, we are able to boldly stand and say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Now, saints, our New Testament text focuses on Jesus as he responded to a plea for help from a man whose son suffered from a severe illness. And he seemed possessed by demons. So the father had approached Christ's disciples, but we see that they were not successful in the removing of these demons. And when the man saw Jesus, he approached him with his dilemma. But he approached him with an attitude of doubt. Everybody say an attitude of doubt. An attitude of doubt. The man said his son experienced near fatal convulsions from childhood. And all attempts by others to heal him had failed. The failure of so many to heal him, even the failure of the disciples, had shaken his faith that anything could be done. And so we see that Jesus challenged the man by noting his use of the word if. Everybody say if. If when he approached him. The if, saints, in this context, should not have been addressed to God, but rather to his own doubt. Look there at number three. The doubting man had three words. And those three words were, if you can. If you can. There were only three words, three little words, but they formed a barrier that delayed a response that he should receive from heaven. Those three little words made that barrier that delayed the response from heaven. Jesus took up the Father's words of doubt. Jesus said, if you can. If you can. To show that the point was not God's ability to heal, hallelujah, but it was the Father's ability to trust in God and what God could do, amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Jesus then challenged the Father not to doubt, for he tells him, for everything is possible for the one who believes. Saints, this action brings to focus an essential component of our faith. And that is that as long as God is the object of our faith, hallelujah, anything is possible. Tell your neighbor, as long as God is the object, anything is possible. Anything is possible. As long as God is the object of our faith. Well, what is faith? It's reliance. It's loyalty. It's complete trust in God or in someone else. Yes, faith is belief and trust in God, knowing, yes, that God is real. And Hebrews 11:1, let's read that verse together. It's found printed there. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And Hebrews also tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. And saints, our faith, it triggers action. Our faith often triggers action because without faith, we come to a standstill. But that faith causes us to move to action. Please consider the man who sat on a park bench for 40 years and did absolutely nothing. One day a friend asked, "What has kept you on this bench, my friend, for these 40 years?" The man answered, "If." And as to explain, he said, "If I had gone to college, I might have graduated and bought a house. If the financial markets collapsed, then I might have lost my home and become homeless. I walk because if I ride the bus driver might have a wreck. If I get hurt in the wreck, I would have a major problem because I have no insurance, so I walk. I sit in the park because if I sit inside, the roof could fall in, and that would mean plenty of trouble. So you see, if has kept me on this bench for 40 years. Well, the friend then gave an insight and tried to help him see the error of his thinking. He said, "You obviously have faith in something. For 40 years you've sat on that bench, but never doubted what would happen if the bench fell." The man thought about that. He thought about that. And then he immediately stood up. And then he spent the last 20 years of his life standing in the park, afraid of what might happen if he sat down. Saints, what hinders us from achieving our goals? All of us have gifts and talents. God has placed dreams within all of us. God has given visions. God has spoken. God has stirred and nudged us. What keeps us from achieving the goals in our lives as individuals and as a family and as a church family, the body of Christ? Well, saints, it's wondering, what if? What if? What if usually is the culprit? We say, "Well, yeah, that's a great goal, God. Oh, but what if?" We're so afraid of failure that we hardly try, even when God has nudged and nudged and the Holy Spirit has encouraged us. But we allow those who discourage us and detract us to keep us from reaching the goals that God has placed in our hearts and our minds. We're afraid that people will laugh at us if we don't succeed. Or they'll say, "We told you you couldn't do it in the first place." Huh. Well, saints, I want to let us know today, the Lord can do everything. The Lord can do everything. But when the Lord has a rule that according to our faith, so be it unto us, our unbelief can tie the hands of Christ's power, our unbelief. So everybody, I want you to imagine you've got a doorbell of opportunity sitting right there in front of you. Everybody just push that doorbell of opportunity. Don't allow that, "Well, if, and don't push." Whatever God has put, the open door, that doorbell in your life, go ahead and push it. Go ahead and walk through. Hallelujah. Because indeed, God is able. God is able. Now nudge your neighbor and say, "She's right. She's right. She's telling the truth. She's telling it like it is. God is able. She's right." Hallelujah. Pastor is right. Amen. Now listen, saints. I want us to know others have achieved so we can achieve too. Amen. Tell your neighbor, "Others have achieved, you can achieve too. You can achieve too. Others have achieved, you can achieve. You can achieve too." So often we read the accomplishments of others with faith. I'm going to ask you all to read Hebrews chapter 11. And it's just a wonderful hall of fame of faith. It's filled with a long list of believers who have successfully acted on faith. However, sometimes we can find ourselves as individuals, as families, and even as a church family, believing that God has acted in the lives of others. But somehow we doubt that God could do the same in our lives as well. And we see what they did and their accomplishments, and we rejoice with them. But we have trouble believing that we could do the same. We hear of and we celebrate the accomplishments of others who've acted on their faith. how they overcame, how they were strengthened when they were down, how they rose up after they had been beat down, and how they revived after they were dispirited, how they endured despite great persecution, and how they was able to rise up. And then we say in our hearts, oh, this couldn't happen to me because I'm not great. I'm a nobody. Now, I know I'm not the only one who's told myself I'm a nobody. But in that instant that we say I'm a nobody, we are demonstrating a lack of faith. See, we may need extra tutoring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the extra tutoring. And I will continue to take it. Amen. We may need financial assistance. We may need help in any old kind of form or fashion, however. But in reality, there is nothing that is within God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives that cannot be accomplished. Hallelujah. There is nothing that we cannot achieve if that's the will of God for our lives. Saints, believing in ourselves. Everybody say, believing in ourselves. And trusting in God is essential. All right, tell your neighbor, encourage him. Believing in ourselves and trusting in God is essential. It's essential. It's essential. Hallelujah. To climb higher, saints, we must rise. Everybody say rise. Rise to the dignity of our true position. Rise. Rise. Rise to the true dignity of your position. Amen. Through faith in God. Rise through faith in God. As one songwriter says, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. God will do for you. Amen. God will do it for you. Amen. I remember, Jam, you all sang many years ago, what God's got for you is for you. And it's always been in my heart. Can't nobody take it. What God's got for you is for you. Amen. So tell your neighbor, if others can, you can too. If others can, you can too. You can too. If others can, you can too. Hallelujah. Fourthly, looking at our notes, saints, it may have been tried, but try again. Our mother used to teach Susan and I that try again. All right, so it may have been that others have failed. And it's today many failed to try because others before them tried and failed. So they said, well, they tried and failed. I'm not going to try. We're not going to try. But saints, the person who succeeds does not ignore the failures of the past, but studies them and tries to avoid the mistakes of the past. Frederick Douglass was the first African-American vice presidential candidate. Frederick Douglass, and afterwards Shirley Chisholm, and then afterwards Julian Bond, Jesse Jackson, and Alan Keyes. They didn't make it, but that didn't mean it couldn't be done. That didn't mean it couldn't be done. Barack Obama, he learned from the experiences of others. He studied failures and then he rose quickly and confidently, knowing that it could be done. And it was the appointed time. It was the appointed time. The father in our text that approached Jesus in the text, he had experienced failure repeatedly. And he approached Christ with, if you can. And Jesus just flipped his words around to apply them to the man's own faith. Jesus says, not if God, but if you. If you, if you. And in the same context, saints, we should not approach the challenges of our lives thinking that they cannot be accomplished. Whatever it is, school, whatever it is, you're learning to play, it's whatever it is. In our text, in the past, the Father went to everyone except Christ himself. How many times do we do that? We get on the phone. We call over to him. We just talking to everybody, but not going to Jesus Christ himself. not sitting in his presence, just listening and just soaking in his presence and listening to his voice and allowing him to strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit. But now, in our text, standing in front of the Savior of the world, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, it was time for his doubts to be settled. And Jesus replies to him, and it just seems Jesus is saying, if you can, lies not with me, but it lies with you. It is not if I can, but if you can. And saints, we receive according to our faith in the ability to achieve with God's help. Say, with God's help. With God's help. All things with God's help. Seeking God's will, plan, and purpose, and wisdom and strength with God's help. So yes, okay, it may have been tried, but don't give up. Tell your neighbor right now, don't give up. Don't give up. Our mother used to teach Susan and I, when you first don't succeed, try again. That's why I'm still in school, y'all. I'm trying again. Hallelujah. When you first don't succeed, try again. Hallelujah. And looking there, I want you just high five your neighbor and just say, yes, God can. Yes, God can. Yes, God can. Try again, because yes, God can. Now, finally, sisters and brothers, we must consider that we should never underestimate God's ability to respond to our needs. Jesus knows our needs. Jesus knows our heart desires, as Patricia has danced to. So no matter what the problems we have, no matter how dark our nights seem to be, guess what? Hallelujah. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide until the day is done, and there's not a friend like him, saints. And no matter what the problem, God can. Just nudge your neighbor right now. Say, God can. God can. God can. God can. Oh, yes, God can. Now, after the election of President Obama, the news commentators, they spent days trying to analyze it. How did this happen? How did he get here? How? I was in a bookstore yesterday. There's books and books on how did Obama become the president. I mean, it's just books, and there'll be more books. On the news, you can remember, they had these big boards, the red states and the blue states, and they was trying to analyze the campaign strategies and consider 100 reasons why Barack Obama was successful. However, Saint, none of the television analysts put their finger on the right answer. Amen. They didn't put their finger on the right reason. While they focused on numbers and on voting patterns, they forgot to see the unseen hand of God moving in America. The unseen hand of God moving in America. God moves, saints, to change America for the better. Remember, Dr. Rita Dixon came and spoke to us a couple months ago, Aunt Rita to many of us, and she stood up here and she said what many miss, and that truth is, regardless of the outcome of the election, America was still destined for change, regardless of the outcome. And she was saying it's just a matter of degrees. It's a matter of if it would change slowly in a very slow manner, or if it would change very quickly in an abrupt manner, whether it would change from bottom up or from top down. The election, you see, decided how it would change, but God was the one who decided it would definitely change. Hallelujah. God decided that. Now, while some in the nation, they saw an African-American chanting, yes, we can, yes, we can. But others saw a powerful God at work shouting, yes, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. Now, fifthly, in our notes, as always, our faith is not in a human. Our faith is not in a human. But our faith, saints, is in God. Our faith is in God. We have hope that we can because we know we've got a God that can. Hallelujah. Our sovereign God can do anything. And we know we can do anything because we serve and live and move and have on our being in a God who can. Hallelujah. And saints, we have a God who can. And if this is an experience in your life, you can shout hallelujah. A God who can take sadness and turn it into joy. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. We have a God who can take misery and turn it into delight. Hallelujah. We have a God who can take failure and turn it into success. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. We have a God who can take loneliness and turn it into delight and happiness. We have a God who can take poverty and turn that poverty into prosperity. We have a God who can take defeat and turn it into victory. Oh, yes, God can. So no wonder the songwriter wrote, I cannot take the lightning and flash it across the land, but I certainly have a God who can. Hallelujah! Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, anyone who asks the question, is God able? Is God able? Anybody that asks that question is not acquainted with the Lord, is not acquainted with the mighty one who rules the universe and all of God's works. Is God able? Well, as we studied this past week in life sharing and Bible study, it was an awesome lesson this week, wasn't it? And as we studied, is God able? Well, just ask Abraham and Sarah. And they will respond that when there was doubt in their lives, if God would give them a child in their old age, they found out that there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. Is God able? Just ask Moses, who will testify that God can be a bridge over troubled water. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Is God able? Just ask the widow woman who was down to her last cup of meal and her last cup of oil, how God just kept that barrel overflowing and running. Just ask her, is God able? Is God able? Ask the three Hebrew boys who was protected in the midst of that fiery furnace by the cool wings of God that surrounded them, and they didn't have not even the scent of smoke on their being. Is God able? Ask Ezekiel, who reminds you that God is able to take some dry bones and fill up with life again. Hallelujah! Is God able? Oh, saints, God has demonstrated God's power over and over and over in our lives and in this world, demonstrating that God indeed is able. Well, saints, you say, yes, God can, but just what can God do? What is God able to do? Together, would you look there in your notes? And I just have a few. This is just a minute, a microscopic view of what God is able to do. And I want us to proclaim these few verses together. Beginning with Ephesians 20, together. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. What else is God able to do? Philippians 3:21. God is able to even to subdue all things unto God's self. 2 Timothy 1:12. God is able to keep that which we've committed unto God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2:18. God is able to help them that are tempted. Hebrews 7:25. God is able to save those to the uttermost that come to God. And Jude 1:24. God is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of God's glory. Hallelujah! Is God able, saints? Is God able? Oh, is God able? Oh, saints, God is able. For God is able and has turned my darkness, hallelujah, into light. God has taken many of my failures and turned them around into successes. And God is able to take your despair and turn it into delight. And God is able to do this and so much, much more. Because scripture tells us that one day over 2,000 years ago, that Jesus came and he lived and he died and he rose again. Hallelujah. He picked up that old rugged cross for you and for me. And he died and he rose again. We sing, living, he loved me. Oh, dying, he saved me. And buried, he carried my sins far away. And rising, oh, he justified, freed me forever. One day, he's coming back. Woo, what a glorious day. Saints, God is able. God is able. Tell your neighbor, touch him, encourage him. God is able. God is able. God is able to make everything all right. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. God is able to make everything all right. Let's join our hearts in prayer. We say thank you today, Lord. Thank you that indeed you are able. You are able to accomplish what concerns each and all of us here today. Oh God, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all of your goodness unto us. And Lord, we confess our unbelief. We stand with the Father who says, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help me to overcome my unbelief. Lord, that we might be able to experience victory in our entire lives, oh Lord Jesus, because we know you can do anything. You are able to accomplish what concerns. By your strength, we can do all things. So, oh God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. Thank you for offering us new opportunities to be new in you, with new opportunities to rise up and to say, yes, we can. Yes, I can. Yes, we can. Yes, I can. Lord, that you can work it out and that you desire to do it in and through us. So we say thank you, God. Thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, Lord, and for what you yet shall do. And it's in Jesus' mighty and holy name we all join together to say, amen.